Welcome to the Modern Savvy CPA, where financial expertise meets the cutting edge of digital age. I'm Sharon, your host, a certified public accountant, here to guide you through the intricate web of numbers and regulations, offering a fresh perspective of the ever-evolving world of finance. So hi, this is the Modern Savvy CPA, continuing to teach our kids smart money habits. So what I'm going to be focusing on today is high schoolers and smart money habits. We focused on teenagers in our last videos, and now we're going to be focusing on high schoolers, which are technically still teenagers, but when you're in high school, you need to start thinking about colleges and college debt and marketable degrees and what you really want to be. It's real now, and you're going to have, you know, this is the next step into adulthood, and you're going to be dealing with a lot of adult things like debt. So the first thing I want to focus on is student loans. Many consider student loans good debt because you're working towards a degree and it opens doors for you. However, it's important for you to understand that the cost of your degree against your future earning potential comes with particular degrees, comes with all degrees. You need to understand the cost of your education. You need to weigh the cost of your education with your future earning potential. You need to understand also, if you are not sure about what your future earning potential is, this is something that needs to be researched between you and your parents so you understand what it is that your school is going to cost you, what degree you're thinking about doing, and what are the ranges for salaries with those degrees. How long are you going to have to go to school for? What are going to be the cost for your bachelor's, your associate, whether it is technical school, whether you're learning a trade? You need to understand these things. You need to weigh these things before you get to that point. Cannot stress that. Before you get to the school that you want to do, you need to weigh the cost of your schooling with your potential earnings, your particular earnings in your field. This is why we have so much issues today with student loan debt. This is why it is a big problem. I'm sure you've heard in the news about student loan debt that people have. Well, you would be surprised that research say 80% of the student loan debt that we were dealing with when we were talking about forgiveness is from debt that people have never finished their degree, their schooling, or have a potential career from. So this is why this is a subject that is really close to my heart, and it is sometimes the beginning of bad debt for people. So yes, you're investing in your degree, but just like how you would invest in the stock market, you don't want to pick a stock that is not going to be making money or don't have future potential earnings. So it is the same with student loan debt. It can be good debt if it works out with it. So you need to make sure that, number one, you and your parents are sitting down looking at the area that you are interested in. There is a vast variety of things that you can do when you're interested in a certain area. And it's changing all the time. You can change your mind when you go, I have a kid right now that's changing his mind. So you can change your mind as time goes by, but you want to make sure that you're understanding the area that you're focusing in. And so, example, if you like math, you can do accounting, you can do engineering, you can do so many different things. Within the engineering field, there are so many different types of engineer. Within the accounting field, there are so many different types of accounting. Then there's finance. There's so many different avenues you can go with when it comes to finance. So sometimes, you know, once you focus on that one degree, when you get out there, there are so many different areas that you can focus on and that you need to look at and you need to understand before you start investing your money into that degree, whether you're the parent, whether you're getting a student loan, whether you're, you know, whether you're getting, even if you're getting scholarships, you need to consider, because there's always a part that you have to invest, not only of your time and your studies, but your income. So that is, I'm going to repeat that again. You need to weigh the importance of the cost of your schooling against your future earning potential. Parents and students, you need to weigh that. Kids also need to understand the difference. You know, there's also mortgages and good debts and things like that. So this is the time when the kids are in school and they're learning about colleges. They want to know, why are they investing in college? Why are they doing this? They might want to be able to get a house. So they need to be able to be, to understand what it is that purchasing a home, they want to understand. They don't want to be house poor by purchasing a home that's too much, because then that's going to be considered bad debt. You know, too much of anything is no good for you. So you want to make sure that, yes, mortgage debt can be good debt, but if you're house poor, it's bad debt, you know. So one of the top lessons in financial literacy for high schoolers is, no matter what you do, you know, you want to be able to minimize the debt you're taking on. So you just don't want to go to the happiest school or the dream school that you want to go to, and you're not thinking about how much it's going to cost. This is where you decide. Yes, schooling, where you go is important. What school you go is important. But what's more important is the cost of it. When I went to college, my high school was very focused on where they sent their graduates to. No one ever sat down with me or my parents and said to us, or any of my friends, and said to us, this, if you're going to be doing this degree, this is the future earning potential. If you go to this college, this is what it's going to cost you. If you go to this college, this is what's going to cost you. I went to the City University of New York, Lehman College. My degree, when I finished, I came out with maybe $6,000 in loans, because I had little scholarships, little this, little that, or whatever. I have friends that went to Ivy League schools. I came out with a bachelor's degree in accounting plus some graduate classes. I have friends that went to Ivy League school. They came out with degrees in sociology, psychology, different things, and $70,000 in loans. They did not understand the value of their degree, what they might have to do, because with a degree in psychology, you need to do a master's to actually start making any much money. Sociology, the same thing. English, the same thing. History, the same thing. Accounting was one of those professions that you did not have to have a master's to be able to making back your money. Engineering is another profession like that. I mean, they're depending on your profession, that or the profession that you're seeking, that's how you're going to learn your future earning potential. You might have to go to school for 8 years, 10 years, 4 years, 2 years. You need that all need to be involved in the cost of what your degree is in. So you want to make sure that you're doing that. When you start thinking of debt, believe it or not, with your student loan, you are starting to build your credit. If your parents were not putting you on their credit account to start building your credit already. So you want to make sure that you understand credit and how important good credit is. Understand a credit score. Teach your teenagers learn about your credit score. What is involved in a credit score? You know, it's 35% your credit history, 35% how much credit you have. You need to look at the breakdown. Understand how your credit score can help you. A credit score can help you in today's society on your utility bills. On, even if you have no debt whatsoever with credit cards, no mortgage, no consumer debt outside whatever. Credit card helps you when you're renting. Credit helps you when you're renting. They look up your credit. They want to know if you have good credit. Your utilities, your cable bill, your phone bill. If you don't have good credit, then these things can cost you a lot more than what you think. Opening a credit card is a responsibility. Having a credit card is not an extension of your income. It's a vehicle that you use. When my teenager asked me how often he should pay his credit card, I told him, pay your credit card when you get paid, because he used it for everything. So he can track it. Pay your credit card when you get paid, because you need to, you have a certain amount of money allocated. Pay your credit card when you get paid. You know, the good thing that parents can do is they can add a child on as a user, an additional user, to start building their credit. I started adding my 14-year-old, both of my kids, on when they were 14. Now, did I give them the credit card right away? I didn't. But they were on there as an additional user. Once in a while, I let them charge certain things, and that's when it started to build their credit. You know, understanding about wealth. Teenagers, the world is very challenging. So teenagers and high schoolers, the worlds are very challenging. When you're in high school, you're almost an adult. You need to, there's so much opportunities out there for you to create entrepreneurship, for you to understand your financial future, for, you know, to understand what you know, where, how you can start a business, what opportunities are out there for you if that's what you're looking at. You want to make sure that you're understanding, you know, what it is that you need to do to be one of your wealth building, one of the focus of your wealth building. Soon as you are learning about money, you should be focused on wealth building. You know, you need to make sure that you understand that. I know some teenagers who are able to buy, or some high schoolers when they start getting into college, they've saved up much money when they're able to buy somewhere, and they have a mortgage and they get a roommate to help them pay the mortgage. They're building their wealth. They're starting to build their wealth there. If you learn financial literacy this young, this is a chance for you to be able to manage the principles in your own life. You know, so you want to be able to do that. You know, it's important that you learn financial literacy as a young person, as a teenager, as a high schooler, as a college student. You know, the main thing with high school is learning about debt. How does debt affect you? Your number one good debt is your student loans. How will that affect your future? How does that affect your future lifestyle? Because if you are not weighing your student loan debt against your potential future earning, you're going to let that dictate your lifestyle in the future, because it's going to be a part of your budget in the future if you are not watching it. So you need to make sure that you understand how to build a budget, how to invest, how to have side hustles if those are the things that you're interested in. You know, you want to make sure that you learn as much about money as possible, and, you know, so you can better understand how to manage it, how to control it. The more financial literacy that you interest you take in financial literacy, the more you will understand. Financial literacy matters to children at every age, starting from 3, moving on to their life journey. Financial literacy is a journey. It's a critical topic that we should be talking to our kids again from a young age. It is not something that we quote unquote think we're having them worried about. If you don't teach your, if you give your kids that one fish, they're going to eat for a day. Remember the story from the Bible? If you teach them how to fish, they are going to be able to fish for life. So that's always my goal, my target. Remember, teenagers, remember, your parents can teach you as much as possible, and they can show you the way, they can give you the financial literacy tools, but it is up to you to develop the correct money mindset from what they're teaching, to engulf everything that they're teaching to you, because you are your own person. And what I am learning and what I have learned, you know, when my children were little, I had total control over most of the things that they do. When they start becoming adults, no matter what I teach them, no matter how much I try to instill certain values in them, it is still up to them to take those things and make use out of it. Take what they're learning from me, what they've learned from their family, their parents, their other family members, their school, and what are they doing with them? Well, this is also important aspect of financial. Financial literacy is something that you need to take from what you're learning and instill and put those things to work. If you have learned all these things from your parents, then that is great. You need to put it to work. No matter how much that they've taught it to you, if you are not using the tips that they've taught you, learning, using the critical skills that they teach you about money, then you, it is up to you. No one can help you when you, at a certain age, you have to start owning up to what it is that you need to understand and use the right skill. If your parents have not taught you, there is a vast world out there of information and learning about financial literacy. And one of my goals is to make sure that I am able to tap into that gap that we have about financial literacy and try to make the gap a little smaller so that our kids and our future children are going to be able to take control of their money and not have money control them. This is the Modern Savvy CPA, again with another hot topic. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, feel free to give me a follow to get updated on new and upcoming episodes and listen in every Tuesday and Thursday, where I teach you smart money habits so you can make better money choices with a financial goal focus.